We have three different instances of the call, the vocation, but also real encounters with God in a way that makes them aware of their sinfulness in a way that they had not been aware before. And then finally, a sense of reconciliation, peace with God. So if you look at Isaiah, he's describing a vision. And all these are kind of stylized stories. And sometimes we get to feeling bad, like they dropped their nets and they followed him. And what's wrong with us? Because we backslide and it's a more gradual thing for us. These are stylized stories. We all know that Peter didn't follow exactly. He was stubborn, and sometimes he got it wrong, and he was on again, off again. Peter stands for all of us, because we're on again, off again. We were baptized many years ago, and that is the ritualization. That's the stylized story of our lives. But in fact, in reality, we have starts and stops and starts and stops and hills and valleys. But in the long run, we are on the road to salvation. So if you look at Isaiah, he has this vision, and encountering God in that way, he says, I am a man with sinful lips, living among a people with unclean lips. And so an angel comes and takes a burning coal out of the fire, the incense fire, and touches it to his lips. Well, you can imagine if that were a real story, that would be bad. But in the vision that he's having, the instant that happens, he feels reconciled with God. His sin is purged. And then in the next instance, God says, who will go for us? And he says, here I am, send me. So this recognition of sinfulness, the experience of reconciliation from that sinfulness, and the call to serve, they all kind of come in the same moment. And so in the case of Peter, Christ says, go out and throw your nets one more time, even though you haven't caught anything all night. They catch this huge load of fish. In that encounter, Peter has this instant recognition of his sinfulness, and he says, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And Jesus says, don't worry, don't be afraid. One of the things that's often on Jesus' lips, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men. And Peter drops his nets and follows him. In other words, he accepts his sinfulness, then he accepts reconciliation with God, and then he accepts the call to serve. Now, the third instance is in that second reading from St. Paul. And St. Paul, on several occasions in his writings, describes his conversion experience. And what happened to Paul is he was a Pharisee, well-versed in the law. He was a super Jew, you know. He was one of the best, worked hard at it, was devoted to it. So much so that he was a persecutor of Christians, rounding them up and sending them to prison. And Paul is standing at the side holding people's coats while they're stoning St. Stephen, the first martyr of the church. So this is who Paul was, a sinner. And when he encounters Jesus on the road to Damascus, the risen Lord, and the Lord says to him, why are you persecuting me? And Paul recognizes that the church is Christ, and if you're persecuting the church, then you're persecuting him. He falls to the ground in recognition of his sin, but he's reconciled, he's healed. And so Paul says from then on, what converted me was not that I got it right, but that I got it wrong. I put all my energy into the wrong thing, and God forgave me anyway. And how often can we say that about ourselves? We have put so much of our energy into the wrong things, the worldly things, the things that matter in this age and in this world, but really don't matter in the kingdom. We've gotten it wrong over and over again, and yet over and over again we have received reconciliation from Christ. We have been convinced that in fact, despite the fact that we got it wrong, in fact maybe getting it wrong was the point, so that then we don't think we could save ourselves, but we're saved by Him. One of the great delusions in the human race is thinking that we can save ourselves by climbing the ladder of spiritual success, by getting things right. And in fact, St. Paul has a great insight here. It's the very fact that we got it wrong that saved us, because then we would shut up and let go and stop being afraid and let Him save us. Well, again, that was all ritualized in the baptismal pool. The symbolic drowning, the dying of the old self, is the same as the purging of the lips with the burning coal. It's the reconciliation, or at least the ritual celebration of that. But then don't we go through that over and over again, because we sin again and we go to the confessional and we receive reconciliation. And we come to the altar and we receive reconciliation. We who are sinners, we who have gotten it wrong, come to the altar of God and allow Him to make it right. We don't confect the Eucharist. The Holy Spirit does. We simply ask the Father to send His Spirit. And we ask in a submissive and open kind of way. What we're saying here is, Lord, we know that this isn't in our control, but we also know that You love us. And so we ask You to send Your Spirit to make this the body and blood of Christ. Let us openly and wholeheartedly receive Christ and openly and wholeheartedly become Christ, and then be willing to be sent out there. That's our vocation. Our vocation is to somehow reflect in the world the presence of Christ.